just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry.
Welcome to the Just a Moment Podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. Why just a moment? Because moments are all we'll ever get in this lifetime. You might also be asking, why poetry and prose? It's simple. That is the gift, or those are the gifts that God gave me. And so I want to use them to honor Him, to give Him glory. I want to use them as I embrace the moments that I have been afforded. My charge is to you in this space is to embrace every moment that you get. Use the talents that God saw fit to endow you with. I am Sean N. Graham, host of the Just the Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. I'm a poet, I'm an author, and a speaker. And for me, it's a privilege, yes, to share each week that which God has laid on my heart. I'm truly humbled that He is still choosing me, even today. Now, my prayer is that what is shared in this space connects to something on the inside of you, that you be encouraged, that you be inspired to embrace the moments that life has afforded you. The good ones, the bad ones, even the ones that are not so happy, the ones that are sad, learn from them. Moments, that's all we get. Now, I want to take the time to thank you for tuning in to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. And if this is your first time, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I also pray that you will tune in every week just to check out what's happening here in this space. Tune in to check out the new episodes, and they are available Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. You can find us on YouTube. Yes, we're in the space. That's where you're seeing us right now, maybe. You can find us on RSS, Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Amazon, wherever. Check out the Just a Moment podcast. Now, if you have subscribed, thank you for doing so. If you have not yet done so, I'm inviting you to go ahead, subscribe to the podcast, and hit that notification bell while you're at it so you will be notified once the new episodes are available. Now, please don't forget, share them with someone. Share the episodes with someone, someone who might be just going through life, going through moments. Share them so they can be encouraged. Share them so they can be inspired, that they can run on and see what the end is going to be. Someone who might just want to be reminded and told that they matter, that you're thinking about them, that you're in their heart. Yes. So I'm imploring you to share the episodes of the Just a Moment podcast. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, and share it with your neighbors. And by the way, I would love to, if you leave me a comment, share your thoughts, share your perspective. Let me know how the episodes have encouraged you, how they have impacted you. Yes, and if you have missed some, go back. Watch the ones that you have missed. I know you will definitely enjoy the poetry. Now, can you believe it? That is already September? Happy New Month to one and all. And yesterday was, what, Labor Day? Did any of you labor? You know, in Jamaica, Labor Day represents a day when they go out and do work in the community. But it's different here, I've noticed that. I actually wanted to get some rest. Let's leave it at that. I didn't get any rest at all. But we're in September and the moments are going by rather quickly. Is it just me who's noticing that? It was just January yesterday. And we're what? We're in the ninth month. 3 more months and the year will be over. And we're looking towards 2026. Time is surely flying. Now, let me ask you this question. What have you embarked upon last month? I have been reading and listening to the book of Jeremiah in the Bible. Check it out sometimes, right? Make sure that you're getting the word in, even if it's just a chapter a day. Yes, get into the word and feed your soul. We all need that in these moments that we're experiencing. We see what's going on in the world, right? So get in your word. Now, just a moment in prayer, communion and conversations is coming up again here in September on the 27th. Remember, we meet on the fourth Saturday of every month. Now, the first two we had on YouTube, but we have made some changes. And so for the one that's coming up on the 27th of September, a little tongue-tied there, we will be moving it to Zoom. So it's a fourth Saturday, that is still the same. It's fourth Saturday, and we are also changing the time. So it's gonna be the fourth Saturday, so September 27th for this month. It will be moved to Zoom, and it will be from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're still keeping it within the hour. We're changing it the time to make it a more accommodating. And we're moving it to Zoom because we want it to be more interactive. And we also want it to be in line with the theme, communion and conversation. It's a monologue when it's just me. I want to have dialogue. I want to have conversation. I want us to look at the Word of God. I want us to pray together, commune, and conversate. That's the essence of just a moment in prayer. I want to hear what the needs are. I want to stand in the gap. I want to intercede, and I want someone else to intercede on my behalf. I want to be able to invite others to pray as well. Hence the need to move it to Zoom. So more information will be forthcoming, like the Zoom details. But just keep that in mind for right now, that we're moving to Zoom, but it's still going to be on the fourth Saturday of each month. So it will be September 27th, and the new time will be 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So let's wind down Saturday in prayer, in petition to the Lord. Let's meet for just a moment in prayer, communion, and conversation. So we're going to gather so that we can reflect on God's word. We can be encouraged by his word, and then we're going to pray. And Matthew 18:20, I talked about it last week. I'm going to talk about it again. It says, where two or three are gathered in my name. That's what Jesus was saying. There am I in the midst of them. He's in the midst. Now, I hope you're keeping abreast of what's going on in the world. And I really hope that you are tuning into Bible 101 FM daily, right? That simply means I hope you're reading your Bible. We need to do so now more than ever, so we're not caught off guard, so that we're aware of what is happening and what is to come. So we're going to gather and we're going to pray, and Jesus promised that he will be in the midst. And so we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there Saturday, September 27th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're just going to meet for just a moment, for an hour, to pray. Just a moment spent in prayer. And remember again, it's going to be on Zoom this time. Looking forward to seeing you there. So what's on the Jampod table at this moment? Today, I'm going to share my perspective. Again, it's my perspective on the true measure of success. Yeah, the true measure of success. We live in the day and age when the materialities of this life are used as gauges for success. Yeah, materialities of this life, they're used as gauges for success. You know, we go out at times to functions and we hear introductions being made of people, and you might hear references of that person being introduced as being successful, a successful businessman, a successful lawyer, a successful politician, a successful teacher, so on. You get the drift, right? My question is, what makes that person successful? Yeah. Is someone successful because they hold an esteemed title or position? Or is it because the person maybe has millions or billions in the bank or in other assets? Think about that. Could it be because that person has a hefty real estate portfolio, or because they can buy name brand outfits, or maybe because someone is living on the wealthy side of the city? Seriously, how do you measure true success? That's the question on the table, and that's something for you to think about. Think about that. Can we measure success by appearance? Think about that too. Like I said, today I'm just going to share my perspective. You know, because I believe that a part of being truly successful is continuing to run that race, even if you end up coming in last. What? Yep. Yeah. The essence of success, I think, is not quitting at all, not wanting to give up, even when things look bad. How do you measure success? That's the question. Now, could true success be chasing after what really matters? That relationship with the Lord, walking in alignment with God's will for our lives. In today's society, so many things are being glamorized and are being used to identify one's success level. We see that every day. Now the question I have is, if such success carries with it a certain level of privilege, then I would dare say certain things should not affect successful people. Wouldn't you think so too? Could one be too successful? Again, I'm getting tongue-tied. How about that? Could one be too successful to get sick or become ill? Now, the question I have for you all today. Too successful to lose a loved one? Could one have such success that they can't fail at anything? Always privileged, always living a perfect life. Food for thought. Remember, I'm sharing my perspective today. A successful businessman or woman cannot be saved by his or her money. A successful doctor cannot be saved by his or her own medicine. Think about that. A successful teacher cannot even be saved by her own lessons. So what is a true measure of success? Let's sit on that for a moment.
Yes, just a moment.
Right? Just a moment. What is the true measure of success?
Now, do you know what Jeremiah said in chapter 9, verse 23? That's in the Bible. I'm going to read it for you. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, saith the Lord. You know what's funny? I started preparing for this episode before those verses, I will say, slapped me sideways, right? I said, oh my word, my God. I always ask God to give me that which he would have me share each week. These are not AI-generated thoughts, right? Not AI-generated thoughts at all. And as I continue in the thought, or as again I said, it's my perspective as what's the true value, what's the true measure of success. What is true success? When you don't carry a brick from that house, a piece of clothes from that closet, neither a dollar or a dime from that bank account. Can't drive into the sunset in that Malibu. Friends can't help you, can't speak up or vouch for you. True success should not be measured by what we acquire, what we have earned, what we have. Because in the end, we realize that everything is immaterial and useless. And when we realize that, so then to what end do we thrive to be successful? Why do we work our asses off, or should I say derriere, and our fingers to the bones for that which can do nothing for us in the end? Am I the only one who's thinking like that? Please let me know that I'm not alone. Don't leave me out here hanging all by myself, right? Again, how do I measure my success? What am I leaning it against? Last week, I talked about the God who sees me, the God who sees you, the God who sees us. He sees the good we do and the bad also, yes? He alone knows the true posture of one's heart. He knows where we have set our hearts, or what we have set our hearts upon. He knows when we have set our hearts upon riches and the things of this world. He knows when we have taken our eyes off him and are we're now following something or someone else. You don't want to know what I believe? I believe that in the end, the truly successful people are the ones who will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Jesus said that a few times as he talked about the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, Jesus said, as he was sharing this parable, he said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, right? I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord," right? So successful people, my perspective, I keep going back there, are the ones who kept believing when the answer is no. The ones who kept giving even though they barely had anything themselves. The ones who fought the good fight of faith. The ones who recognized that there is more to this life than all of the things we seem to be clinging to, the things that cannot satisfy. Having a million pairs of shoes and only can wear one pair at a time. I could go on and on. On and on. Right? In an earlier episode in season one, I talked about when my dad passed away in December of 2024 and how we had to go in and clean out his apartment. When I looked at the things that we had to give away, throw away, the things we had to donate, right? He took nothing with him. Absolutely nothing. Not even the clothes he was buried in did he own in this lifetime. Nothing. The truly successful person is the one who is not chasing after the wrong thing. Not status, not fame, not fortune. The one who knows at the end of the day that the things of this world carries no true or real value. How do you measure success? Again, who is truly successful? That successful person is the one who knows that true peace comes from God. The one who has peace in the midst of chaos. The one who knows that God will always provide. The one whose hope is in God and God alone. Psalm 118, verse 8 tells us, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. When you learn to trust in God alone, not in stuff, not in people, not in qualifications, not in fame, not in fortune, right? When you put your faith, your hope, and your trust, put your life in God, chase after the things that matter to him, not the things that rust, not the things that corrupt, not the things that pass away, or better yet, the things that you pass away and leave behind, or the things that you leave behind when you pass away. How do you measure success? In the eyes of this world, how do you measure true success? What qualifies me to be successful? What qualifies you to be successful? Because you have some numbers or letters behind your name. Does that make you successful? You have some money in the bank and you drive a fancy car. But does that make you successful? Everything seems fine. You have a closet full of clothes and shoes and a house in the city or on the hill. Does that make you successful? What's the true measure of success? Food for thought. Food for thought. In today's recital, the poem that I'll be sharing is one that I do have a few variations of, and this variation is titled Money, Clothes, and People, and I'll be reading it today. Money, Clothes, and People. As we think about success and how we measure it, and how we put people in class based on the things they have, the things we assign value to. Think about money, clothes, and people. Money, clothes, and people. Money. Money can buy food and still not satisfy one's hunger. It can buy clothes and still leave you naked. Money can buy a car and still not get you to where you have to go. It can buy medicine, but it can never buy you health. Clothes. Clothes can cover your skin, but not your character. They can cover your scars, but they can never cover your flaws. Clothes can make you look rich when your attitude is poor. Clothes can win you acquaintances when true friends you needed more. Clothes can never make you wise, no matter how hard you try. Instead, a knowledge, wisdom, and understanding you've got to learn to rely. Clothes can cover up your body, but it can never hide your sins. Clothes can make you look like you're winning, but you are dying within. Clothes can never make the man. It's the man who makes the clothes. While clothes will enhance your appearance, they will never leave you whole. People, don't be fooled. By the applause of men. Don't be fooled by the applause of men. Don't jump too quickly at the applause of men, for they will announce you today and they will denounce you tomorrow. They will like you today and unlike or dislike you tomorrow. They will laugh at you today or laugh with you today, and they will laugh at you tomorrow. They will shout with you today, oh, and they will shout at you tomorrow. They will cry with you today, but they will scream at you tomorrow. In the end, to thine own self be true. Hold God really, really close to you. Walk in his will and live in his way. Look only to him each and every day. His precepts are clear, his love is true. And with his redemptive power, he won't let go of you. Money, clothes, and people. Money, clothes, and people. I want you to think about that as we think about the true measure of success. What do we gauge? How do you value it? Or what value are you placing on success? Think about that. Think about that. The true measure of success. That's the question on the table. That's the perspective I was sharing, asking. Want you to seek, be reflective. True measure of success. And so that's why we're going to meet. We're going to pray. We're going to talk. We're going to commune and pray and ask God to show us what we're measuring ourselves with. What we're measuring ourselves by. And so I'm working on, almost finished with the prayer journal, the 31-day prayer journal ebook. It's almost ready. Just a moment in prayer, communion and conversation. We're going to pray. The book is getting its final tweaks and touch-ups. We're going to pray every day. We're going to ask God to show us ourselves. Show us what we're holding on to, the things we should be letting go, the things we're used to puffing up our chest at times and feel like we're all that sometimes on a bag of chips when we're not. Things we're using to put ourselves above others, to appear as if we're better than. We're above, come on, true measure of success. And so we're going to pray. And I'm working on the 31-day prayer journal. The ebook is almost ready. And once that is available, I will send that information out. So please stay tuned for further updates on that. Stay tuned also for what's taking on, what's going on in this space. right? Make sure you're tuned in all the time. Make sure you're connected to the Just a Moment podcast. Now, if you want early access to the prayer journal, make sure you drop us a prayer emoji in the comments of this episode, and you'll be first in line once it releases. And or if you'd like a free copy directly in your mailbox the moment it drops, leave us a note at justamoment.life for prayer journal. Okay? Leave us a note and you get your free copy of Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations, the 31-day prayer journal ebook, right? It's going to be the ebook, so it can be easily accessible and available. So, all right, JamPod family, before we wrap up today's episode, here are just a few reminders. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, with a brand new episode dropping Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. YouTube, RSS, Apple, check out the Just a Moment podcast. And if you have not subscribed as yet, please go ahead and do so. And now that you're there, hit that notification bell so you will never miss a moment. You'll never miss another episode. I would also love it if you drop me a comment, send a message. Just let me know how this episode has encouraged you or how it sparked something in your spirit. You can find me at seanandgraham.net or justamoment.life. Everything that we're building, everything that we're sharing, what we're doing in this ministry, it's all there waiting for you. And if you know someone who will be encouraged, who will be enlightened, go ahead and tell them about the Just a Moment podcast and share the episodes with them as well. Now, I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the JamPod. Remember, missed moments can never be recaptured. Missed moments can never be retrieved. Once they're gone, they will never come back. So I want you to take a hold of the moments that you're afforded. Take hold of the moments that God sends your way. Guess what? I am taking a hold of mine. Yes, take a hold of your moments. Now, as you move through this week, wherever this journey may take you, whatever moment you may encounter, I want to leave these questions with you. What does success look like for you? What will it look like for you in the seasons to come? And what are you using to measure your success? What gauge are you putting it up against? Let's ponder on that for a moment. Let's ponder on that for a moment. And now I want you to remember to put God first in all that you do. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to who you are becoming. I am your host, Sean N. Graham, and I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the JamPod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment.